paraphrasing Doug Stanhope, the news will tell you exactly what you want to hear. Sure, they'll tell you to cut up your six-pack plastic wrapper to prevent a dolphin from choking on it when it's flushed into the ocean. Of course, you should turn off the tap when you are brushing your teeth, but the one thing mass media doesn't really bring up is overpopulation and how we, as a species, are going to survive on this beautiful blue rock silently roving through space. I'm Nick Blake, and today, we talk food.
I saw this thing, though, that they said if everybody went vegan, it would be a vegetarian, whatever the hell they said, one of those V ones, right? And they said it would be great for the environment, you know, because I guess there's all this cattle standing around, and when they fart, the gas goes up in the atmosphere and causes something, right? They're always doing that. You know, if everybody went vegan, the air would be, if everybody drove an electric car, if everybody just had some snowshoes on, right? They just won't come out and say it. Nobody has the balls to come out and say it and just say, look, 85% of you have to go. That's it. That is it. I have been bitching about the population problem for three specials in a row. Waiting for some politician to have the balls to bring it up, but they won't do it. They won't do it. We live in a democracy.
That was Bill Burr bringing the issue up and placing it squarely on the table. Too many people are currently roaming the earth where there is only so much chicken and fresh water left. Adjusting for other environmental catastrophes such as global warming and antibiotic-resistant bacteria, it is necessary to establish a dialogue of how to properly control population growth. Clearly, the main example here is China, a country that established strict fines for any family that has more than two kids. That was done with a clear intention to prevent famine in case a few dry summers come along. In other words, it boiled down to food. If you Google for opinions on the matter, you'll see various methods and attempts to solve this evidently upcoming crisis. Some mention lack of food and space to produce the food we as a species will need in the future. Others, citing the 21st century as the era of food abundance, claim it is merely the logistics that is flawed and should be fixed first before any radical solutions be put in place. Radio Sputnik linked up with Bruce Friedrich, the executive director of Good Food Institute, which is an organization that helps fund research policy initiatives for alternative food solutions, and this is what he had to say.
Clean meat is meat that is produced outside of an animal. So it's a completely natural process in which you take sugars and you add them to cells and the cells multiply without the need for animal slaughter. And then there is also plant-based meat, and that is basically taking plants like lupin or wheat or soy or whatever else, and you create something that mimics but is not meat. It's made completely of plants. So clean meat actually is meat. You take cells from a chicken or a cow, and you grow them by adding sugars instead of growing them in an animal. In both cases, you're talking about a process that obviously doesn't require animals, so there's no animal slaughter required. The products are also significantly cleaner. They don't have all of the bacteria like Salmonella and E. coli and Campylobacter on them. They don't have antibiotic residues or added hormone residues. They are ecologically, environmentally, exponentially better. So clean meat produces about 95% fewer greenhouse gases than meat grown on an animal. Plant-based meat produces even less. They're also far more efficient. So one of the big questions in agricultural technology is, how are we going to feed 9.7 billion people by 2050? And we're not going to do it using the current techniques.
That was Bruce Friedrich explaining how feeding 10 billion people by the mid-21st century could be possible with the advancements his institutions has provided. There clearly is potential, in my humblest of opinions, with consuming food that has literally been grown in a test tube. However, I wouldn't want to be in the first billion people to try it before I buy it. Because if you have watched Michael Moore's documentary Food, Inc., you'll know that food quality is already at an all-time low. In other words, how are you going to trust a food source that has been grown in a lab under a microscope when you know that a corporation producing hamburger patties, for example, has its processes so cost-effectively structured that conveyor belt workers go number two on themselves. In 2012, scientists from Stockholm International Water Institute have published a study warning that in order to properly ration world's water supply, not even food, water supply, people, we'll have to almost completely cut out eating meat by 2050. Why is that? Well, because growing beef takes up a lot of space and resources, mostly water. Interestingly, none of these institutes and research programs come from developing countries. It's usually Stockholm and the United States and other wealthy countries that talk about food rationing when their own population is on the decline. Just listen to Chris Rock and his attitude on the matter.
Too much food in America, man. We got so much food. You realize America's the only country in the whole world that makes people feel bad for being fat? The only country in the whole world. People starving all over the world. If you fat someplace else, people are like, damn, how you do that? That's amazing. I gotta hang with you. Oh, you think you're all that with your fat ass? Well, I'm putting on some weight. We gonna hang. Too much food in America, man. We got so much food in America, we're allergic to food. Allergic to food. Hungry people ain't allergic to So you think anybody in Rwanda's got lactose intolerance?
That was Chris Rock sharing his opinions on how much food America produces. Too much, apparently. Not to mention that a lot of this food is going to waste. In the States especially, but also in Europe. Only recently, French supermarkets have been decreed to give away the food they didn't manage to sell at the end of the day to the disenfranchised instead of throwing it away. That is a great notion. Good for you, France, if only more corporations jumped on the bandwagon here. But that is just a drop in the ocean, since the majority of nations that are currently seeing exorbitant growth rates and are expected to contribute significantly to the 10 billion people by 2050 are not in Europe or North America, and are actually nowhere near the food safety standards that we in the West have postulated to be proper. Then again, we go back to Food Inc. and it's a closed circle. But there's gotta be a way! Here's Dylan Moran and his take on the food debate that has spiraled out of control.
As you get older, I mean, I'm vegetarian, you know, for instance. I'm not hardcore. You know, and I eat a lot of meat. But, but that's only because I like the taste. So morally, I win, as far as I'm concerned. I don't mess around, you know. A lot of people think maybe I should just eat fish, you know, or be vegan, totally cut everything out, you know. I just things with faces. That's all I want. Give me the face, cut it off, throw the rest away, flash fry the face. I like to interact with my food. And you always win the staring competitions if you eat the eyes. But even that has become something that's much harder to enjoy. Just eating. Because it's been fetishized by this idea of lifestyle, you know. The cookery programs that everybody watches are ridiculous, as so are the house programs. You know, you do not need a fish tank in the atrium you haven't got. And people come in now and they feel under pressure to perform in their lives. You know, who has the time, though? Who really has the time to skin the baby rabbit and dip it in the duck's tears and nail it to the garden roof and get to work with the blowtorch so that it has just the right texture? It matches the tomatoes you squashed that morning using just your elbows. Who has the time? Nobody lives like this. We go around thinking everybody else does, you know? Because what happens is you come in from work, you think, maybe at most, if you're getting very adventurous, you will think, tonight we will eat something that has two colors in it. But you don't. You end up sitting in front of the television, watching these programs, eating bread from the bag, dipping it in anything runnier than bread.
That was Dylan Moran explaining that only the very few devoted ones actually make it past eating bread out of a bag at the end of the day. Clearly, for some people, eating meat daily is an important factor in their lives, and in my humblest of opinions, it will all boil down to the same old thing. Money. Just like we see today with organic and eco-friendly food stores popping up in almost every fashionable hipster district of your city, charging nearly 3 to 4 times the average price for a beef patty than at a local supermarket. If Stockholm scientists are indeed correct and by 2050 we are doomed to exclude meat from our rations, I predict the cost of a hamburger made out of real beef is going to be the same price as the first ever test tube grown meat, which amounted to $325,000, ladies and gentlemen. Market forces will definitely come into play, and those that will be able to afford it will indeed enjoy that hamburger. Others might just have to be satisfied with meat from under a microscope or take up gardening. I've been Nick Blake, and you've been listening to As If.